With Wookbeat, I'm Don Swaim. Susan Cheever's memoir of her late father, the writer John Cheever, created quite a stir when it was first published in 1984. Susan described Cheever's alcoholism, his apparent homosexuality, and his losing battle with cancer.
My father projected a very strong image, although it was indeed facade, and even he knew that, an image of a kind of peaceful country squire. And to some people, it was terribly important that he be that image.
So there were John Cheever fans who were put off by Susan's book, Home Before Dark.
If this guy, this sort of wealthy country squire who they could claim as a friend, turned out to be a human being with agonies and imperfections and secret lives just like the rest of us, then it wasn't so enhancing for them.
Susan was also worried about the reaction of her mother and her two brothers and made sure they read the book before it was published.
I sent it to each of them, Federal Express, at the same moment, saying, you know, please tell me what you'd like me to change. Please tell me what you'd like me to do.
Her mother spotted some 50 factual errors, and one of the brothers wanted some structural changes.
I made most of those changes, both that my mother asked for and my brother asked for, because I certainly didn't want to offend anyone in the family.
Susan Cheever has no regrets about writing Home Before Dark.
I'm so glad that almost everything in my father's life, the good and the bad, is at least on paper in a way that I consider to be sympathetic.
Susan Cheever, her moving portrait of her father, John Cheever, Home Before Dark, is now in paperback. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. When Susan Cheever learned that her father, the writer John Cheever, was dying of cancer, Susan began keeping a journal about his last days. That journal became the basis of her memoir, Home Before Dark, now out in paperback. But Susan also became interested in the work of the doctors who treated her father and decided to write a nonfiction book about physicians and cancer. The nonfiction book turned into a novel, which she is still working on. In addition to Home Before Dark, Susan Cheever has written three novels, the first of which was Looking for Work. Susan Cheever says she was amazed that she wrote Looking for Work in just 6 weeks.
Because I knew that it took years to write a novel, and nevertheless, here were these finished pages day after day after day. And what happened was I got obsessed with Looking for Work. I didn't sleep. I didn't talk about anything else. But it didn't take very long. And I was terribly upset because I knew if it only took 6 weeks, it couldn't be a novel.
It was a novel, of course, and a good one, and proved to Susan Cheever that each writer works in his own way at his own pace.
A writer's life is an improvisation. There is no should. Writing is so difficult, you have to do it however you can do it.
Since she writes only in the morning, Susan Cheever once thought that she could teach in the afternoon, but found herself unable to write at all.
What I learned from that was that those hours when I'm not writing are crucial to the hours when I am. And I need 3 or 4 or 5 hours a day to sort of collect myself.
Writer Susan Cheever, author of Home Before Dark. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.